Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How about that, Daryl? 8 of the last 10, they've won. And As I found out when the second half was about to start here, Guardians have the easiest schedule the rest of the way. Pretty good start to, we call it the second half. It's not really the second half because we're well past the halfway point of the season, but you get the idea after the All-Star break.
Get your playoff tickets now.
You're locking them in.
They're hot. Scorching hot.
I know Owen was telling us before the show he's been locking them in for a while now to the playoffs.
I mean, they're not going.
How long ago did you make that claim?
I said it on air over the break, All-Star break.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, tar and feather the really bad teams in baseball. They'll make the playoffs and not go anywhere. Well, it'll be great.
I think that's actually an interesting question because of the teams they're playing. The A's, they just wrapped up. They got the Orioles now coming up.
They just beat the homeless A's, okay? Let's be real.
Then they got Kansas City. Then they got the Rockies. Yes, it is a favorable schedule, but is that going to, like, create this fool's gold idea of who they are before the trade deadline?
Here's where you can't get confused on what's happening, right? They've shaved off 4.5 games off the division and haven't shaved anything off the wild card.
Yeah.
There's still an easier path. It's the longer path, but it's the easier one. You have less teams to travel through.
Do the Detroit Tigers go full Titanic down the stretch?
That would be so. I mean, listen, we've seen teams tank in the second half of the season before. It's not unheard of. The fact that the Guardians' schedule favors them is going to make this something where they have a. I think they're going to have a legitimate shot. They're going to have a legitimate shot because of the schedule that they have.
Listen, Austin Hedges collected an RBI single yesterday. Granted, he blew the suicide squeeze, but he did hit the baseball bat touched a baseball. Okay, which that is rarefied air when you're talking about Austin Hedges. So when that's
everything's going good when Austin Hedges gets an RBI.
When Austin Hedges is making contact.
Yeah, I just, like, listen, I can give some credence to the idea that this team, what they were in that 10-game losing streak was not, like, fully who they are. I can also give some credence to the idea that right now they're hot. And that's what the baseball season's ultimately all about, right?
Like, get hot at the right time and then hope it carries you through October.
It's 162 games. You're going to have bad slumps. You're going to have bad. You're going to have high slumps. Or not high slumps. You're going to have
high. There's no such thing as a high slump.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm
not used to being up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
This is a roller coaster ride. All right.
Yeah.
They went through the
peaks and valleys.
They went through the big dip and now they're coming out of it. They've won 8 of 10. And they're playing really bad baseball teams. They ought to be able to get real fat down the stretch and get themselves into the postseason. And then we'll learn once again that they really are not contenders. They just played a lot of bad baseball teams and did what they were supposed to do, and that was beat down. Because the meat of the schedule, they are not good against the quality contenders in Major League Baseball this year. So, like, let's just, it's great, enjoy it, you know? It's fun to see them winning again. It's fun to see that they're able to score more than two runs in a game with some semblance of regularity again. So take it in, enjoy it. But like also too, let's be realistic about where they really are. And the campaign that I had to play the kids, well, once again, circumstances dictate they're not even going to be able to do that. So I think they're going to stand pat. I don't think Carlos Santana gets traded. I think Stephen Kwan is here for the duration of the season. I think Emmanuel Clase is here through the duration of the season. I think that they're gonna go status quo here. They're not gonna blow it up's the wrong word.
Yeah,
but I don't think that they're going to be the sellers at the trade deadline that I thought they were going to be about 4 weeks ago.
Well, what's interesting about that, Darryl, not we will get more into the trade deadline and where the Guardians stand and what they should or shouldn't do coming up a little bit later. Especially, I was in on Saturday doing my Saturday show with Earl. We had Al Pawlowski on. He dropped a bomb that he thinks are going to be slight buyers potentially. So we can talk about what that means a little bit later in the show.
Well, fans are going to the ballpark.
Yeah. But what I find interesting, Darryl, is like, I feel if they stand pat, that's like the worst thing they could do. Because to me, I get it. They're playing good baseball. You had that stat in June when we actually hosted together. You brought it up. There was a stat in June where like they had scored like four runs or less over the course of however many games, and it was like the most miserable offense we've ever seen.
And it was like reading Brown statistics.
It was bad. And that's flipped in July. Like in July, since that Astro series, they've now scored like four plus runs in like almost every game.
Yeah.
They've scored like six plus runs in a handful of games, including doing so twice this weekend. So like the offense is clicking right now, but do we believe that that's going to stay true come September, come October, those times? And that's my biggest issue with like, as when we get into the deadline stuff is like, if you stand pat, that tells me you think this team is like, hey, we're good. We can do what we need to do, or what we can accomplish, what we want to accomplish with this group as stands. And I just don't think that's the case. Like, I still saw that 10-game losing streak. We still saw that offense put up putrid numbers in the month of June. Like, I think when you have some extremes like that losing streak and then what they're doing now, I think it's okay to say, yeah, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, and I still think you need some help.
But here's the thing. What do they have to improve the team? Okay? That's the
you
other...
Like, what do they have to give up?
Right.
I think it's one of those situations where you almost got to do like the thread the needle on like selling while buying. So I've been seeing everything that's been saying, been said about Emmanuel Clase is probably still going to be here, et cetera, et cetera. But
what does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe Class A is the piece you'd move to add something to the lineup, like a proven bat to the lineup, to try to inject some more offense into things. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but I'm saying, like, that's kind of the thought process I have, because I don't know. It's not that I'm trying to poo-poo the Guardians. They're playing great baseball. People are showing up to the ballpark. Like you said, they have four games against the Orioles starting today that I'm sure more people are going to be tuning in for. It's still the peak of summer. We got training camp just around the corner, but the Guardians are on the brain, and people are starting to get back into this team now that they're starting to win a little bit. So I get it. It's an exciting thing. It's the, like, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, shame on you thing where, hey, we've seen this before. Like, we've seen the Guardians do this to us before, and then where does it end when it's all said and done? Like, I'm not...
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
That's right. You can't get fooled again. Like, they do this all the time where they have these... Because the strength of schedule is what it is the rest of the way... I think they are going to win a lot of games. I think they're going to put themselves in position to maybe be back in the postseason. But is as currently constructed, is that enough to truly be a contending team in the playoffs? I don't think it is.
They are a threat to nobody in the playoffs.
And I get that the AL is wide open, too.
And I understand that. But I'm telling you, they are a threat to nobody in the playoffs. They're going to get there. I do believe... They're going to get there, and a big reason why is they have gotten through the meat of the schedule. It's a lot easier down the stretch. Knock on wood, they stay healthy. That's obviously going to be a key, but no, I think that they'll get a wild card. They're just not going to go anywhere because they're not true contenders. The lineup is extremely weak, especially the bottom half of the lineup. It's consistently inconsistent, all right? There are basically three bats that you can legitimately count on. That's Stephen Kwan, Carlos Santana, Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
That's three. Okay, last time I checked, there's nine guys in a batting order. So that means six of your nine, it's hit or miss. You don't know what you're getting on a given night. Now, the trend right now, We're back in the upswing. It's looking good.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, Austin Hedges made contact with the baseball yesterday.
You've got no faith in Angel
Martinez.
Yeah, you got no faith in Rocchio.
I have no faith in Rocchio. Angel, I'm intrigued by, but he's like, I'm not sold on him.
You've got no faith in Manzardo.
Yeah, you got to see him.
The problem with Manzardo was just because he's platooning. It's just hard to like really know where he's.
Got no
like,
faith in David Fry.
David Fry is coming around. I'll say that.
He's
part of that log jam that was like part of the DeLauder discussion until this wrist thing.
He's coming.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like I Zach Meisel's even talked about this at the beginning of the season. The Guardians essentially implied like. Chase DeLauder, we have plans for him to be here up at the Major League Club at some point this summer.
Now this
wrist thing has set that back.
Now they said yesterday, Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations.
Have him see Dr. Graham just so he can go and assess, help us understand a little bit more about what's happening and then determine the right path forward from there. Because we really want to try to understand what's going on and how does that inform how we're thinking about the best path forward.
Yeah, that's right. Chase DeLauder, see
great.
We'll
see you in 2026, I guess.
I love the Antonetti-isms, okay? Best path forward is right there, right up there. We're excited about the future and best path forward.
That's the problem anyway, even if it was a Chase DeLauder thing. That's where the real sticking point is right now is the log jam at first base. He's a first baseman. Yeah. Because now you've got... So you already had Manzardo and Santana there. David Fry, at some point, you've got to get him going more consistently.
He's not going to be in the field, though.
But they're talking about there's a small possibility that he plays first. He's not throwing the ball as much. They're saying it, though, Daryl. I don't care that you can't do it or not. They're talking about it around the team.
I understand that they are, but I'm just being very realistic about where he's at.
But we can't cut that off right now because that's one of the only options that they have to make the team better.
The first base logjam is one of the biggest problems with this team right now.
Because
even Kayfus,
to move Carlos Santana, but you're not going to get anything for him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that.
And
that
you
is,
need his veteran presence right. in that clubhouse.
Well, and that goes back to my larger point of like, if they're winning baseball games now, they're not going to move Santana anyway because they're going to be like, he's one of the only bats that we can really count on consistently. Like, and it all comes full circle. This is the things that the Guardians talk themselves into. They're like, hey, we're playing good baseball now. We don't have to change anything. And they get the fan base bought back in, and then no one's the wiser. But this is why I feel like when we get to the trade deadline, I don't know. I think the worst decision they can make is to do nothing. Because I think that's just like, I think that's disingenuous to the fans, frankly. Because the fans saw this team at their worst. They're seeing them at their best right now, but they also saw them at their worst. And we know, like I said, if the truth is somewhere in the middle, is this lineup really good enough to do something in the postseason? The Tigers aren't the Tigers from last year. Like, they're a better team right now. Like, I just don't know if I believe it. So I hope there's something in the cards, but I'm not necessarily feeling that
way. The only thing
you
have going for you with the Tigers is they're young. And
yeah, that
maybe,
is true.
Maybe you catch the them slipping, thing. Right? But their pitching staff is...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous. And listen, I know you're getting Shane Bieber back, so maybe that helps your pitching staff try to go toe-to-toe with a team like that. But when push comes to shove, like we know what the playoffs are about. You got to have power hitters, and the Guardians don't have any. And then the one guy you were maybe thinking at some point was going to inject some life into the lineup is Chase DeLauder. And now that goes out the window, and we're probably not going to see him until 2026. How are you feeling about the Guardians? Another win yesterday. They take 2 out of 3 against the A's. Another cupcake series coming against the Orioles here starting later tonight. They are rolling. It's exciting stuff. But do you believe that it's fool's gold or that the team's starting to get their mojo back and actually make a legitimate run at the playoffs?
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.